Ahoy, ahoy! Welcome to the Sloppy Boys Noise, the official state-sanctioned Sloppy Boys podcast where we talk about nothing but the greatest rock band in the universe, or the greatest band in the universe, the Sloppy Boys.
Ooh.
Did you say who? It's the Sloppy Boys.
No, it's like a ghost.
Oh, no.
Ah! It's spooky.
Is that Richard Nixon's ghost?
Yes. I'm not a ghost.
I am not a human. And that Richard Nixon ghost is the effervescent Tessa Brown.
Hi. And that other effervescent ghost is Jackson Brown.
Yeah.
No relation.
Do the monkey.
No.
Johnny Bravo. You say no. Every time you watch Johnny Bravo, you would say no.
No.
Then do the monkey.
Stop the monkey.
Watching like Dora the Explorer. No.
No, bitch.
Whoa.
Sorry. 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 Sorry.
And we will note that it's not a racial thing.
I don't think anyone is saying it until now, until you brought it up. So now obviously everyone's like, wow, Tessa's really racist.
I like that our listeners sound like little valley girls.
They do.
Cool listeners, cool show. Mm-hmm. And the show is sponsored by Remy. Remy, quality cook. Oh, fuck. Remy. Quality kitchenware.
Oh, I can just hear the sponsorship floating away.
Yeah, they're going to take away the nothing they've been giving us.
They've been giving us retweets.
Kitchenware. Right here, baby. If you build it, I will come. That's the copy they gave us to read this week.
If I build it. If you build it, I will come.
Here, again, this is the copy that the ad team of Remy gave us this week.
Sure.
Kitchenware, right here, baby. If I build it, I will come.
I don't get it.
It's like kitchenware. It's like a homonym thing.
Kitchenware? Like where? Like W-H-E-R-E?
That's like...
Or W-E-A-R? Like you're wearing it?
No. Like W-A-R-E. Like kitchenware. Or cookware.
Yeah, that's what it is. But what's the homonym?
W-H-E-R-E.
Okay.
My kitchenware, right here, baby. If I build it, I will come.
Okay.
Stop motorboating me. Don't undo my Morpheus trench coat jacket.
Let me in. Let me into that leather duster.
Leather. Okay, we got big news.
Mm-hmm.
Sound the sirens.
Wee-oo, 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 wee-oo.
Oh no, there's an ambulance. The Sloppy Boys have a concert at the Satellite in LA on 10/25.
Yeah, we're going to have a meetup there.
No, we're not.
We're going to have a meetup outside of the club.
I have a meeting at work on that Friday at 10/25. We're not.
It's on a Friday?
No, the show's on Thursday, but I can't go down to LA that day.
Oh. Sorry,
meetup. That was a hell of a way to spring it on me on the podcast.
Meetup is canceled.
Like an asshole. You know what? Actually, we called for a meetup last week in Sacramento at the First Man, the showing of First Man, and no one was there except for old people and us.
Yeah, what the hell? But we had a good time. That was a great movie.
Yeah. You said it was the best movie you've ever seen in your life.
I was so high.
In space.
Ow!
People think you're a racist druggie now.
Good. Well, they're not wrong.
Well, they don't know that's
they
actually...
They are wrong.
That, yeah, they're actually describing our producer, Stella.
Yeah, Stella, who is currently in a bag.
And now people think you put a cat in a bag.
She put herself in the bag.
Oh, so they got a concert on 10/25. Going to be a great, awesome time. Fall vibes. Yas, kings, go off.
That would be pretty cool. If we were in the vicinity, I'd like to go to that.
I'm sorry. I have to work. You can go. I have to work. Okay. Well,
some of us have to work.
You're making me be the bad parent. You're making me say no to the kids.
Please.
Teacher, can we have a class outside?
It's so nice outside. Please.
Okay. And Noelle Wells will be performing there too. Used to be on SNL and was in Master of None.
Oh, that's cool.
Thanks.
Is she doing music or?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a concert, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
No one's doing it.
It's not like mixed media?
I don't think that's what mixed media is.
Well, I don't know. I've heard it that way.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah, I've heard it both ways.
Yeah. Don't, ow, don't slap the inside of my thighs. Ow. I hope the mic didn't pick that up.
I hope it did.
Okay, and another big announcement. So please get out to that concert and support your boys. Right. No, this is more important now more than ever.
And it's October 25th.
Right. Next Thursday.
Next Thursday at the Satellite.
In LA.
LA. Satellite in LA. Look it up, boys. And Goose.
Goose?
Yes.
We got Flubber listening.
Flubber, you goo. You little goo.
Flubber.
I hardly lubber.
Why you gotta change the good joke?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. There's another big announcement. There's new shorts in the Tiege Bubble.
What? There's new shorts and the t-shirts.
There's new t-shirts in the T-Public Cypher. The Sloppy Boys. And they say Lifelong Vacation on them, and they got like a Mamma Mia font.
That's cool.
Don't yawn at
no,
me.
No, sir. I'm sorry.
I'm trying my best.
He's trying his best. We would be very interested, Sloppy Boys, if you're listening, and we know you are.
Give us some fucking merch, honestly.
Yeah, please.
We are plowing ahead with declining listenership.
Yeah,
we'll be lucky to make it to triple digits this week in terms of downloads.
Yeah, they've really given up on us.
Fuck. Send us the merch.
So send us t-shirts to bring us back.
Yeah.
Bring us back.
I would like to apologize. I have some apologies to make from last week. I would like to apologize. I said some things about the podcast Pod Save America.
Oh, that's right.
And their fans really teed off on me on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I would like to say, I apologize for not going far enough. Fuck you, Pod Save America. You didn't save shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You're going to get cyber bullied.
Yeah, by a bunch of little white boys.
Yeah, you probably like that. You freaking like it.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
I'm legally blind.
I'm legally blind.
I would also like to apologize. We, in the last episode, we made a big deal about the Tom Collins, Talk Collins thing. And, like, I guess I just didn't want to give everyone my phone number, so I'm going to say it's postponed for now.
The Tom Collins, Talk Collins.
Yeah, if you want to call in, just...
We'll do
message
it.
Message me, and even though you might have messaged me before, just do it again.
Yeah, we'll do it. It's just been a long week. We have a lot of stuff going on. We couldn't coordinate. We also didn't want to coordinate.
I just don't want to give that many people my phone number.
We need to set up a Google number for you.
I don't. Oh, here's my Google number. Number one. I'm number one search result. You search Jackson Browne, it'll come up with a singer.
Yeah.
And that's me.
That's you? You're internationally renowned rock and roll singer Jackson Browne.
That's how I know about the Sloppy Boys, because I know music.
Yeah, they need to learn something from you.
Doctor, my eyes, I'm legally blind. Anyways, everyone who said they were into Tom Collins, Talk Collins, you're fucking liars, because no one hit me up in like the last 3 days. I'm supposed to reach out back out to you again? Fuck that.
Yeah, no follow-ups.
Yeah.
That's not what we're about.
We're gonna have my friends Greg and James on the podcast.
Okay. Well, I know people were actually really nice about, like, offering to call in and stuff.
Okay.
We were just unprofessional and didn't do anything.
Unprofessional? Okay.
No, but okay.
I'm supposed to reach out to everyone. I must do everything.
No, we've been busy.
I'm trying my... Look, I wrote this whole thing.
He wrote so much.
I wrote the Vremi... Okay, I'll come clean. I wrote the Vremi thing.
Oh, right? No.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, no. It's unraveling.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to why we're all listening, and you are all still listening.
Please.
We've seen our metrics. They're not going down, they're going up.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time to play the next track off the Sloppy Boys' initial debut album, charted number one on Billboard in Music I Like, from Lifelong Vacation. This is Let's Party.
It's
My name's Tim.
Hi.
It's crazy to me that you still don't know whether Tim or Mike is singing. When they, in multiple songs, they say their names.
No, I'm learning. This is...
Heads for some warm milk!
Let's party there.
So again, I know we already revisited this before, but I said, like, Tom Collins was a statement of purpose.
Yeah.
And then there was a... Then we recorded a subsequent episode.
Sure.
About we came here to rock, mm-hmm. which was a statement of purpose.
Yes.
But this, statement of purpose.
This is where it gets kind of fun and funky.
Well, I think it was fun the whole time.
This is like kind of rockabilly. Bang, 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 bang. What does that mean? On that green mountain train. On that green mountain
bus. Ooh, somebody stop me. That was so good.
Oh, man.
That's 2 minutes of 18, 2 minutes and 18 seconds of perfection there.
So the Green Mountain Bus. Now we looked that up beforehand because we were trying to figure out
what. Because we do research because we are professionals.
Yeah, and I was like, "Isn't there a beer called Green Mountain?" Which I'm wrong.
Yeah, they make K cups. That's the K cups that are in my office, the Keurig thing.
They're in my office.
We don't work at the same place. Anyone who says we do is a liar.
Yeah, anyone that says that is fabricating the truth and trying to start shit, and you better not.
And it might work.
Yeah, it might already be working.
Yeah, our relationship is fractured.
Yeah, it's just holding on by a string.
It would be very easy for someone to whisper some lies into one of our ears and yeah. break us up.
Yeah, like, you guys work at the same office.
I would believe you.
Yeah. And so that's a fun song. I am a fan.
Yeah, are they referencing K-Cups? Guys, sound off. What's the Green Mountain Bus? What's the Green Mountain Train? I thought it was a weed thing, but now I think it's K-Cups.
It might be a weed thing, but K-Cups is cooler. And K-Cups is Keurig cups. Keurig, who are not our sponsors.
Not yet.
Yeah, no.
I want to get that big K-Cup money.
Yeah, get that big K-Cup money. We have a Keurig. We have a Keurig.
We do?
Yes. I don't use it right now because I don't like hot coffee when it's hot outside.
It's fall. It's cold.
Not yet.
I wore my coat today. It was so cold this morning.
Which coat did you wear? Did you wear your American flag leather jacket?
No. I had to wear my business coat because I was at work.
Oh, the pea coat?
Yes.
Very nice.
Thanks, man. But anyways, it was cold.
Yeah.
So you agree?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Sweet, 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 sweet. All right. So this is a great song. Again, we're getting some great analysis here.
Yeah.
Let us know what Green Mountain Train or Green Mountain Bus means to you.
Or in general.
It's a great song. I love Tim's lyrics. And the Somebody Stop Me at the end is so fucking funny. It's how every song should end.
Somebody Stop Me. And that's from The Mask?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
With Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Who directed it?
I don't know. Jim Carrey? Tim Kalpakis?
Yeah, Tim Kalpakis directed The Mask. See if anyone listens to this episode to correct us.
Yeah. Try us, bitch.
Okay, so now we're getting a call from the Remy hotline. As you know, we talk to someone, a listener, every week.
Yep.
We're getting a call from the Remy hotline.
Beep, 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 beep. Answer it. Hello, is this Thomas Paine?
Yes, it is the philosopher Thomas Paine.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know you were a fan. That's really fun. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad that you named me that. named me my name. Call me by my name. Ha ha ha.
Oh, like that film. Yeah, the movie.
I'm unaware.
Okay, well, so... It's pretty unusual that you're into modern music like this, considering you're a...
It's pretty grounded that you would ask me that question.
Is it not?
You called me unusual, I called you grounded, ha ha ha.
Okay, so...
And our ballet twirls on. our repartee and our posts and reposts, the fencing. Thanks again.
Thomas, can I call you Tommy?
No.
Okay. So, Thomas, what's your favorite?
Please call me Tommy.
Okay, Tommy.
Please call me Mr. Payne.
Okay, Senor Payne, what is your favorite Sloppy Boy song?
My favorite Sloppy Boy song is one they haven't recorded yet.
Wow, that's pretty cryptic.
The next one they do will be my favorite.
Is that because you're a super fan?
You could say that.
Wait, is that because... Thomas Payne, have you never listened to the Sloppy Boys?
I've listened to the Sloppy Boys. I'm really into music. It's me, the philosopher Thomas Payne, also known as T-Pain.
T-Pain!
Hey, shorty. Up in the VIP.
Man, well, T-Pain, it's been swell. Diet Pepsi, T-Pain, did you do an advertisement for... Pepsi?
Ooh, I like your ways every day.
Is that a different song?
It's me. I'm in love with a stripper.
Oh, classic Thomas Payne philosophy.
Yes.
All right. Well, Thomas Payne.
You really put me off the phone. Named me Thomas Payne.
I do. Well,
I don't know what you expect. The T-Pain thing was actually good.
Well, Thomas Paine, actually, you could have gone anywhere with it, so...
I could not have. That is the name of a philosopher.
You could have gone anywhere with it.
You put me in a box.
You put yourself in a box, Schrodinger.
Yeah, you put your cat in a bag, lady. I was listening
to her. She put herself in a bag.
Yeah, you seem to say that to a lot of people after they put themselves in things.
Thomas Paine, are you trying to tell lies to drive a wedge between Jackson and Tessa?
Ha, 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 ha. Eating sugar.
All right. Well, thanks, T-Pain, for joining us today on the Remy Hotline.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier.
Click.
Wow, I just had explosive diarrhea and left the room. What happened?
You're not gonna believe this. It was who I think it was T-Pain posing as Thomas Paine, the philosopher.
Oh, no. Did you do the interview, Tessa? Were you really mean to a guest?
No. I was very nice. Don't listen to it, though.
Maybe you should have been nice to guests and not adversarial and things would have been nice and fun.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you guys could have been two peas in a pod.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe the guest could have not gotten pissed off that their name was something and they could have done anything, but they boxed themselves in but blamed the interviewer.
I was actually, when I was in the bathroom, I was Googling Thomas Paine. You'll be surprised about the stuff that came up. I was going to play this later on my phone. This is good. We'll just do this now. I just like this.
This is going off the rails. What is this?
Anyway.
Who is that? What is this mashup?
It was a tweet by Noah Charlick. Noah, you're listener of the week, baby.
Yeah, listener of the week, Noah Charlick.
Anyways, so I was pulling up my phone. I'm sorry, I had that bullet. Oh, wow, Thomas Paine.
Yeah.
Philosopher right there. Nothing I could have done.
Okay, well, you know.
Authored the two most influential pamphlets at the start of the American Revolution. Wow.
Okay, well,
what country you live in?
Why don't you say...
What country you live in?
America.
Thank you.
Okay.
Martin, have a dream. Anyways. Okay, so that brings us to Tessa's time.
Tessa's time! All right, well, I've had quite the week. Oh, Stelly's coming out of the bag. Nope, she's still in the bag.
People are honestly going to think that you're abusing your cat.
She's putting herself in the bag. So I've been trying to break in some shoes. And
is that what you call her?
No. So I'm
trying to break in some shoes, if you know what I mean. Hey, get out of here.
I'm kicking.
That's worse. I love it when Don Corleone says that.
I'm the kicking. And any of our listeners, if you have tried to break in a pair of Oxford Doc Martens, give me your tips and tricks. Even if it's just Doc Martens in general. Oh, I've just been doing the thing. I have a real question. This is a real thing.
I like the evolution of this podcast. We're just asking people for help with our lives. It's
yes.
So Instead of Googling stuff, we just record a podcast.
Oh my God. And hope someone responds on Twitter. Oh my God. I trust the slop heads. I trust them. They trust us to provide to them a podcast every week. And I trust them to tell me how to break in my Doc Martens.
You've seen our listener stats. We don't have a single female listener.
We have some female followers on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't think they're listening.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, so that's kind of my main thing right now. I'm trying to break them in with thick wool socks, which has been going okay, but you know, it's limited.
So limited.
So that's really all I have for my hour today.
You think Tessa's time usually an hour?
That was just an hour. Tessa's time is over.
Oh, shoot. If only there was Jack's time, I could ask some questions. Like, what's the good Halloween candy and where can I get it for cheap? Okay, time for the...
What's up? Oh, the boys about town.
All right, so a lot of good news about the boys. They got the concert coming up. They got the t-shirts out. Mm-hmm. And Jefferson Dutton's doing that thing where you post a picture from a movie and don't explain it. And it's like 10 movies that influenced you. And he's done like 4 or 5 so far. And there's only one of them I didn't know. And I was going to reverse Google image search it, but it seemed like too much to
do. Too much.
But I mean, I was pretty proud of myself. I got a lot of them.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thanks. So that's what he's up to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to plugs. Oh, we didn't let Thomas Paine plug anything when he was on.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't have anything going on.
Oh, no.
What? Is that a bee? Oh, it's your phone. Your phone's buzzing. You better answer that.
Oh, no. The Remy hotline is buzzing, not my phone.
The Remy hotline, which is not your phone number.
Hello, this is the voice I was doing earlier, I believe. Hey. It's me, Thomas Paine, and I would like to plug something.
Okay, go for it.
The Friday show at 9 p.m. at the Sacramento Comedy Spot.
You're in it?
I'm not in it, but I really like the director.
Oh, who's the director?
T-Pain, up in the club.
T-Pain?
See you. I am T-Pain. Bye. He hung up.
Oh my God. Well, he just shouted you out, Jack, because you're the director of the Friday show at the Sacramento Comedy Spot this Friday at 9 p.m.
I don't feel comfortable promoting my own things. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
This show's about the Sloppy Boys for me, and I don't like plugging my own things.
Okay. Well, then why do we have a section that's plugs?
So you can plug your shows. Like Comedy Exchange at 8 o'clock at the Sacramento Comedy Spot.
It's where stand-up meets improv. That's right. It's improv inspired by stand-up.
That's Friday at the Sacramento Comedy Spot at 8 p.m. PT.
Yeah, make it a night. Make it a night. Come see us at 8, stay for the 9, go out at 10, come home at 3 in the morning.
What are they doing for those other hours?
Dealer's choice.
So gambling.
I didn't
dealers,
say that.
Dealers choose that.
Or drugs.
Up in the club. Again, I just really don't feel comfortable plugging my own stuff. Bring, bring, bring.
Oh, T-Pain. Oh, hello. Oh, it's Thomas Paine again.
Hello, the Friday show is really important. Whinge.
It's really what?
Cheerio.
Okay, bye, Thomas.
I'm not hanging up. I want to talk more.
Okay, well, we'll keep you on as we do our outro now.
What's a K-cup?
What's a K-cup?
Lime.
Lime. Oh, no. Oh, no. Are we going to play the music out?
Oh, boy. I was going to play that one song out, but I gave up my Twitter.
Oh, you're going to open it again? Why don't we do the Sloppy Boys out?
Because I like that one mashup.
Well, then play it.
Kendrick Lamar and Take On Me by
then
A-ha.
Play it.
I like how you didn't know either one of those bands.
I didn't. I knew the A-ha.
Or musical combinations.
Okay. Okay.
It's just funny. They have the same beats per minute. It also has nothing to do with the Sloppy Boys.
All right, slopheads, keep on partying.
Yeah, if you want to call in next week, then just sort it. Figure it the fuck out.
Figure it out. Love you. Bye.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. So funny.
My God.